Dead in Hip Hop, DE365. You know what it is. It's your boy, FIFO 24/7 Hero, Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. And Ken, the flight got delayed. We still in Cali. Burner and OGZ trophies. So right off the bat, Ken, we got GT and Mozzie as features. How did you feel about them?
It's only two. C-. C-, yeah.
C-? I'm gonna give the features a C+.
Okay.
I'm gonna give them a C+. I like GT, and I liked Mozzie. Mozzie, he did his thing on that. What about the production on here?
D.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm gonna give it a C. So I'm not too far off of you. I definitely felt like it dragged. I don't think it was bad, but it dragged a little bit. It dragged. What about the rapping on here?
D.
I'm giving it a C.
Yep.
So what's your overall?
D.
Damn, I'm giving it a C+. I'm giving it a C+, Ken, because I feel like it's a mood project. You gotta be in a mood for this. Because there's nothing that's loud. And we know, look, Burner is a West Coast weed smoke. He's like a currency. He's in that type of lane.
So okay.
That's why I understand the production, the moodiness, it drags a little bit. And Burner never has really piqued my interest as a rapper. He more so piques my interest as a businessman. I like what he's doing, with cultivating and growing his own product and all of that type of stuff. And he's definitely finessed the music industry out of millions in a good way, just being a very savvy businessman. So he piques my interest in that regard. When it comes to the music, it's rare where I'm like, oh yeah, there's a new Burner project. I know he had a joint with Larry June. Obviously, I was there for Larry. Burner just came extra, but I'm cool with this. I would say that, this is going to sound crazy, Ken. We still in Cali. I almost would play the songs that I like off of the JR Cruz project more than I would these.
I know I would.
This, it dragged. Like there wasn't anything that really grabbed me.
I think dragging is a very appropriate term, word. And keep in mind, man, I was just going back through revisiting these because I listened to this a while ago too, and knew I didn't like it. So I was like, let me make sure, let me at least skim through it again and get the reasons why. But I went through this after listening to Filthy. Like that completely different vibes. And that didn't change how I feel about this. I think this is awful.
Damn. So why not give it an F?
I should have. I really should have given him an F. I'm tempted to change my grade. But yeah, man, I'm like, what in the world? And I've tried over and over and over again with this Burner.
Burner.
Because he's been around for a minute.
Yes, sir.
Whenever Burner drops something, I do listen, or I used to listen. I don't think I'm listening anymore. I just don't think there's, rapping is not interesting. Even the beats were not interesting. Because it's not like I expect him to be super crazy as a rapper. Mm-hmm. So maybe you can create a vibe and give me some good beats, and you can just do enough to not ruin it, right? But not even that. And this the other thing I thought that may have been interesting was OGZ. And I thought, and I may be wrong, but I thought OGZ is a rapper. Oh, that explains everything.
What?
Okay. I thought OG Jeezy may have been interesting because I've seen the name. I've never paid attention, but I've always seen the name as a feature. So I was like, oh, okay, I get a chance to hear the two of them together mm-hmm. with a little bit more focus on burning OGZ kind of taking turn. Maybe mm-hmm. I can now see what OGZ can do, but I couldn't really tell them apart. They damn near felt like the same person, yeah. just boring, dull, and uninteresting. And
yeah.
Yeah, this shit, bro.
Yeah, and that's why I use the term drag, Ken, because it wasn't just the beats. It was their tonality. Like, they almost fucked the vibe up that the beats created. And here's the thing. The beats didn't create too much of a vibe. There were a couple of joints on here that I really liked in terms of the beats. Like, Get It Out, I thought that was a really good beat. Million Dollar Baby was cool. I want to say the first one, Bank Truck. Hold on. Yeah, I fuck with Bank Truck. Felt very West Coast. Flights was cool. You know, I feel like that's that laid back riding music. And that's about it, like, in terms of the vibes. And then the rapping, again, it's like, you don't have to be Lyrical Miracle. You don't have to be an amazing rapper. But do something that catch a nigga interest a little bit, something. Mm-hmm. Like, and it was like, they used the same fucking flow the whole goddamn album. Both of them. So, yeah. So that's why I'm just like, you know, I'm giving it a C because, again, a lot like J.R. Cruz, if this was in the background, I don't think I would say change it. But in my head, I'd be saying, whoever's controlling the music, like, you should just skip this
one. I'm definitely asking, what the fuck are you listening to? 100%. Man, what the fuck is this shit you listening to?
But here, like, if the whole album was playing, when it gets to, like, maybe track 5 or 6, I'd be like, yeah, bro, yeah, just change this. Mm-hmm. But if it's a West Coast playlist and one of these songs comes on, then after 2 songs, another one comes on, like, I could tolerate it. But, like, if somebody just press play on the album, yeah, by the 3rd, 4th song, I'm like, hey, bro, hey.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's a song good enough here for a playlist, but.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Burner and OGZ. It is what it is. I don't know if we, I don't think we'll be jumping back into the burner bag all 2024. So, But you know what it is, man. Tomorrow's another day, another review. Me and Ken will be back. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Let me use the restroom. All right.